You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. In this new age of digital marketing, we have all come to understand the value of SEO, or search engine optimization. Marketers especially appreciate the benefit in ROI when their products, services, and brands rank highly on major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. Today, our special guest is one of the nation's foremost authorities on an emerging subset of SEO called local search, or local SEO. His name is Bill Conard, the Vice President of Local Search Solutions at Rio SEO, the software automation and analytics division of Covario, based in San Diego, California. Bill previously was the CEO of another San Diego firm that he founded called Top Local Search, which Covario and Rio SEO acquired in 2012. Bill stayed on with Rio SEO and is here today to tell us more about the fast-growing field of local SEO, how it works, and its impact on businesses and retailers nationwide, especially those with hundreds of discrete locations, dealerships, branches, and storefronts in local markets around the country. Bill, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio this afternoon.
Thanks for having me on the show, Eric.
Well, you're more than welcome. So tell us a little bit about your background as a thought leader in the local SEO space for starters.
Great. Thanks, Eric. Yes, I have been working in the SEO industry since 1999 and focused on local SEO since 2003. I had a retail network of 140 locations. And during that time of 2003, I had gone through and defined the local search algorithms for many of the search engines and directories and identified areas of optimization and enhancement that would allow my businesses to rank higher in local search. Through that process, I defined the enhancements and optimizations, and I had a team of seven people actually performing the manual tasks. I found that over time that it was taking anywhere between 15 and 20 hours per physical location to provide these manual optimization processes, and was concerned about how companies with 1,000 or 2,000 or 3,000 locations would be able to perform the same tactics. I decided at that point that I would build an automated software platform that applied my concepts and tactics and helped automate these processes to give multi-location businesses a tool to enhance and optimize their local search listings.
Bill, why is local SEO such a hot topic in the world of search and digital marketing these days?
Yes, Eric, I think local SEO is a hot topic these days because what we have found is that every internet transaction has some local connection to that. What that means is there is a consumer with a device sitting at a geolocation performing a search or making a purchase. And so when we speak of local SEO, we talk about how to reach that target client in their geolocation, whether it's through paid advertising or whether it's through a local search on a search engine that delivers local results in the search engine's results page.
And who are primary candidates for investing more of their marketing dollars into a local search campaign?
Any local business should be spending some of their marketing budget to focus on local search and to be found in local searches that consumers are performing. But automation is primarily important to multi-location businesses with 100 or more locations that want all of their businesses to be found for both branded local searches and for product or service searches within their local markets.
And as a software provider, what are the primary benefits of the technology that Rio SEO offers for local search? If you could just get into that a little bit for the listeners.
So as a software provider, the benefits of our software is, number one, scalability. So as I spoke, it takes between 15 and 20 hours to perform all of the optimization tactics required to rank high in local search. When you take 1,000 locations and you multiply that by 15 to 20 hours, that is just too many heads in too many directions and unable to achieve through manual process. Through automating that process and automating the blueprint for local search success allows multi-location businesses and large brands to use our software and deliver transparent results around their local search coverage.
Beautiful. Today we are joined by Bill Connor, the Vice President of Local Search Solutions at Rio SEO, the Software Automation and Analytics Division of Covario, based in San Diego, California, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Bill, I've been noticing more industry news lately about local business listing management. What is local listing management, and why is this aspect important?
You'll hear in the industry now around an acronym NAP, name, address, phone number. And local business listing management is syndicating and communicating your name, address, phone number across multiple networks, internet directories, search engines, in-car GPS devices, mobile applications, and mobile maps. So any social network or internet directory that delivers local business results requires a name, address, phone number information to display that in their operating system or in their directory. What local business listing management does is it allows the brands to communicate new openings, recent closings, or modifications to phone numbers, addresses, and operating hours to the entire local search ecosystem. So local business listing management is a way to communicate your business information across multiple networks and devices.
I also see that Rio SEO has announced some partnerships in this area of local listing management. How are they helping you support your customers?
Absolutely. There are many key players in the local search ecosystem, including major data aggregators and search engines. Our partnerships vary across multiple aggregators, including Newstar Local Lease, Info Groups, Express Update, Axiom, Factual, Yext, Yelp, and many other social networks and directories that may accept local business listing information directly from the brand. And the more directories and more aggregators that you can communicate your local business information to, the more coverage and the more valid your business listing information is.
And if you don't mind sharing, who are some of your largest or more interesting customers, either by name or industry or vertical categories, if you would?
We power local listing management and desktop and mobile store finders for many major brands, including two of the top five franchise networks in the U.S., including two of the top five pharmacy retailers, and many major retailers in the clothing and sporting good and auto parts industry. Although I cannot share their names, I can tell you that that we manage over 75,000 local business listings, all in multi-location brand network environment.
Well, you've really got something going on and terrific here in today's digital age and marketing. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about local search solutions, that aspect at Rio SEO Online?
You can visit our rioseo.com website where you can download case studies and blueprints for local SEO success. One of our most exciting case studies shows how multi-location retailers are achieving the lowest cost per click or lowest cost per action available in the SEO industry today. Many of our retailers are seeing average cost per action coming in well below 10 cents a click, and you can download those case studies, product sheets, and the blueprint for local SEO from our website, rioseo.com.
Very good. And in conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip for the listeners on today's topic?
I think that any multi-location business should consider following the local blueprint that we've defined over the last 11 years and apply those tactics to maximize their local search coverage. And by using that blueprint and using those tactics, you can be assured that you are doing what you should be doing to be found in local markets where you provide products and services.
Bill, we certainly appreciate your joining us today on Enterprise Radio, and continued success to you and the company.
Eric, thank you for having me on the show, and I look forward to future podcasts.
You're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Bill Connor, the Vice President of Local Search Solutions at Rio SEO, the Software Automation and Analytics Division of Covario, based in San Diego, California. And for more information, simply visit rioseo.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.